Hi Maya, welcome to the show. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself as a Hypertriber and where you've come from, how you got into music, all those exciting things?
Yeah, hi, I'm Maya. So, for anyone that doesn't know, I joined Hypertribe kind of in the summertime, I think it was. And I found out about you guys through another artist and through their mentorship scheme. And I've come on a bit of a journey since then. I released my debut single in November, which is out everywhere, and I'm really proud of it. And yeah, it feels like the start of a cool journey for me.
Awesome. And so let's go back over your history, because let's start right at the beginning, because I know that obviously you've been in bands and things, but let's start even further back than that. What kind of triggered you getting into music?
I've literally loved music since I was a kid and just been so obsessed with it. And I started my first band when I was 12, and we used to practice every Friday after school in my friend's attic. I did that for a few years, and it was just such a good like basis, and it's where I kind of started songwriting. And then I've been in a few bands over the years and done like sort of solo projects and things. What I released in November is like my first true kind of solo outing, if that makes sense. And I've been playing guitar for years. I think I started when I was 16 or 17, and I've been songwriting since I was even younger than that. And yeah, I just have a general love for music. So it's really got me through this lockdown, actually, playing and writing and stuff. So that's cool.
Was there any moments during that time? Because that whole period, I think it's almost as if like you knew what you wanted to do from the get-go, right? From the age of 12, really. No, I mean, through that whole time, there's a lot of people that I think get into music and then they're like, actually, this isn't for me. But like, you knew from the get-go, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to go. This
Yeah,
is
it's
what I want.
definitely like where my heart has always been. And when I haven't been doing musical projects, I've always felt like there's something missing. So now kind of getting to spend as much time as I do on music is really amazing because yeah, I have known really my whole life that that is what I want to do.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so cool. Difference, biggest difference between being in a band and being solo for you? What's that biggest difference,
Gosh,
other than obviously being on your own?
I guess the whole writing process is very different because it is completely like solitary, and that is really great, I think, but also it has its challenges sometimes because you're coming up with everything. And so you haven't got someone else going, oh, here's a guitar riff, make a song out of that. You're kind of coming up with everything yourself, which I really enjoy, but it can be tricky at times, particularly when you're in a situation like lockdown. And yeah, I think I've really enjoyed going this solo route because I kind of am in charge of everything I do, and I don't have to check with other people whether they're happy with certain things and whatever. Like I get to spend as much time on it as I want, spend as much money on it as I can and as I want to. So it's been quite freeing, I think.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can imagine that as well. I mean, you don't have all the kind of boundaries as well of being able to please other people. So you can kind of just go straight for it, essentially. And let's go back to when you first, how did you find Hypertribe, first of all?
So I found out about Hypertribe through the artist Girly, who I follow on Instagram, and she posted in her stories that she was part like being a mentor in this mentorship program for Hypertribe, and I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. So I clicked through and I found you guys, and I applied for that first cohort. I didn't get paired up in the first one, but I kind of stuck around for all the sessions that Hypertribe were doing on like songwriting and social media, and I found it really, really useful. And then obviously you guys did a second cohort and matched me up with Jessica Winter, which like was really, really awesome. So yeah, that's how I found out about it.
And but you've had such a big progression, I think, from when we first met to everything else, and it's been so exciting watching that journey. Like, honestly, it's one of the biggest payoffs of being able to kind of sit on the sidelines and watch someone develop so well. And also, I think there's a lot of hustle that kind of goes on around you as well. Like, you work hard, so there's so much there anyway. And then also you got Jessica Winter, obviously, on top of that, who helped. So can you tell, in your own words, perhaps, the journey I think that in between session from, like, you know, the Pioneer program where you didn't get matched all the way through to the time that you got paired with Jessica?
Yeah, so I think just after kind of hearing about Hypertribe and stuff, I started a YouTube channel where I was doing covers and stuff. And it actually, like, weirdly took me, or not weirdly, but it just took me a long time to get the confidence to do that, which might sound surprising because I've played so many gigs and performed in front of so many people, but just like the thought of singing online terrified me a bit because people can say what they want, you know.
And it's there forever.
And then I was just like, oh, screw it, I'll do it. And I think it was like one of those things where I had a bit of a mental block towards doing that. And then I did it and I realized, oh, that's not so bad. And then the next step was like, right, okay, let's, you know, figure out how to make my own music from home. And I think that's when I became like a Hypertriber and joined up for the membership. And I remember, like, at the beginning, I was sending you a song like every week.
Which
was really a great exercise because it sort of gave me a bit of a kick in the butt. Like, and like, because it can be so, like, as a songwriter, I'm sure like loads of people can relate to this. I've got like 500 unfinished songs just sat on my computer, and it was nice to have somebody else holding me accountable and being like, right, every week you've got to send me something.
Where's your song? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, I think probably I think I've realized, like, for every five, so like for every five songs I write, like, there's one that is really good and one that I want to go with. And that's kind of where my debut single, The Line, came from. I just sat down one day and I was like, oh, I've got to write something. And so I did, and I just really, really liked it. And I knew, like, this is what I want to release for my debut single. And I've just learned so much in the last 6 months, like, from producing music to like how to release on your own. And like, I think Hypertribe has been a really good thing to be a part of, because like whenever I've been unsure about anything, or whenever I've like needed help, whether I'm signing up to something new or whatever, like, just sending it over to you has been like really useful.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm just glad we can be a part of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing from you as well is that, you know, you really wanted it. Like, you were really in the zone about, I'm going to do this, move heaven and earth and everything like that. And it was just, honestly, there's a lot to do with confidence around it. That's for sure. But there was one moment where I was so proud that, like, you got to this moment, which was when you were paired with Jessica and you said to me, you know, I kind of think this is possible, or something along those lines. It was almost as if like there was a light bulb moment where you went, oh, wait, I can actually do this.
Yeah.
And I think there's a huge, huge barrier where people just, and it, once you've got the knowledge, once you've got the understanding, once you see it from someone else who's already doing it, right, like Jessica, you can kind of crash through those boundaries so quickly, and you just kind of almost feel like, oh yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, I think it is. Like, there's probably like thousands of incredibly like talented people out there, but having the confidence is the biggest thing. For years I have just lacked that confidence to do it on my own. Like, something in me has always been like, you can do this on your own, but I don't know, like, I just had a bit of a mental block towards it. And then, you know, chatting to Jessica and everything, and because, like, she's, you know, she's someone that is pretty much like living my dream. Like, she's doing music full time, and it suddenly became much more attainable, like, speaking to another artist who's doing it and their journey on how they got there. And I just kind of thought, like, actually, like, we're now in a world where there aren't as many gatekeepers into this industry anymore, and you can, like me, make something in your bedroom and release it into the world and have a load of people listen to it. So
100%. Yeah, and what, 6 months, right? 6 months, yeah. From all of that, that's, yeah. It's good, honestly, it's great progression, and it's crazy at the moment because we're seeing everybody around about the same time you joined kind of doing similar things now, like getting their signings and stuff like that. And and like, it's just like there is 6 months, but it's 6 months of knowing the right stuff, right? Being paired with the right people and things like that, which I think can also help. But if you could talk to yourself those six months ago, like at the beginning of those 6 months, what would you say to yourself?
The journey that you can go on in 6 months is amazing, and just keep cracking on with it, because I think at the beginning, like, it felt intimidating, but I knew from the beginning, like, the first time is always going to feel intimidating because there's just so much to learn, like which distributor to use and like should I get publishing and whatever. But once you've done all that the first time round, like everything starts to become easier because you've set these things up for yourself. So I just, I always knew like the first time was going to be difficult.
Yeah, you've built the foundations, right?
Yeah.
So everything gets quicker as well because you know your network.
Yeah.
As well. So, you know, I know that you have someone that mixes all your stuff and, you know, wherever else it is, if there's graphics and stuff involved, like, you know where to go to, and it's about setting those things up, right?
Yeah. And obviously, like, I'm still learning so much, but like that foundation of even like, how am I going to produce a song on my own from my room in lockdown? That was a big thing because like I'd never really done that before. Like, working with, you know, a ton of other musicians and collaborating, so like doing it on my own like that, it was like, now I know the process and it just feels like it's going to be easier now
definitely, and it definitely won't be as intimidating, which means it probably is all the way up from here. So I mean, getting over that first hurdle, you're just like, oh no, it's just so much. And it's not just intimidating, I think it's also a little bit frustrating, even if it's a small kind of roadblock that's there that you've got to overcome. But now that you're doing it more and more, you can kind of say, okay, well, I overcame that last time by doing XYZ. It means that you can kind of redo that now.
Yeah, I keep kind of telling myself as well, because I'm working on my second single at the moment, and I think it's quite easy to put a lot of pressure on yourself and think like, oh, you know, it needs to go as well as the last one, or it needs to do even better or whatever. But when I released that first single, I released it for myself, like to prove to myself that I could do it. And anyone listening was a total bonus on top of it. I'm trying to, it's so easy to get carried away with things and think like, oh, I've got to get this many streams and whatever. But I didn't think that like the first time around. I just did it because I wanted to do it.
And let's talk about a little bit about that. I think that's important, those successes. Mm. I remember having a call with you and be like, wow, like this is just blown up. Like, this is, you know, you've done exceptionally well to be able to kind of push everything, but you did a lot by your own. Like, it wasn't like you were dealing with thousands and thousands of pounds, right?
No, not at all. I spent a lot of time doing research into everything. I've watched probably like 1,000 YouTube videos on how to do different things. Like I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so I like to kind of do my research as much as possible into everything, even like when it comes to things like Spotify pitching, for example. Like, it can be tricky to know like, what do I put in this pitch? But I did like a ton of research, and kind of I just wanted to go in with as many tools as I possibly could.
So can you run us down what happened at the end of last year?
Yes, so I made this song and it got played on BBC Introducing, which was amazing because that's never happened for me in like any band that I've been in before. So it felt like a real like, oh, this is exciting, like first radio play, you know. And then I released it on the 27th of November and it got onto 3 editorial Spotify playlists, which was just like, I cried. Like, I genuinely, I was so in shock.
That's awesome.
I didn't think like it could happen. Like, to an unknown artist. So that was kind of amazing. It just kind of opened up my audience massively. And so many people heard my song. I just never imagined in a million years that the amount of people that it got shared with. It, you know, like, I just didn't think it could happen. I think it's a I know there's been a lot of talk about like Spotify not paying artists enough and stuff, but I kind of feel like I'm treating it as like a platform of exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was on like one of the playlists I was on, it was like people like Smashing Pumpkins and Green Day and stuff were on it. And then there was me. And I was just like, that's amazing that Spotify have put me on a playlist like that.
Yeah. And I just want to point out, it wasn't, I mean, you're not hiring, you know, the best of the best, and you're not talking to like the editors out there, are you?
No.
So I just want to make that kind of clear, because I think a lot of people do approach and they're like, you know, I've got to be able to plug this and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, well, if the song is good enough, like. You know,
yeah. I just did a pitch through Spotify for artists that anyone can do beforehand.
And it was like a week, wasn't it, as well? That was, it's such a short amount of time.
It was, yeah. And I've seen a lot of like YouTube videos where they say like, you've got to put it in 4 weeks in advance, otherwise you don't have a chance. And I could have kind of listened to that and gone, okay, I just won't do it. But I was like, I'll throw my hat in the ring. Like, why not? Like, it's a week and a half before. If they don't listen to it, fine. But if they do, amazing. And like, I just didn't even think anyone would listen to it, to be honest. I didn't think that kind of a small artist could get onto playlists like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been amazing. And I just think it's such a good tool for like discovery for artists.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But you've had your interviews as well, and all the blog write-ups as well. So, you know, that's been so awesome to watch from our side as well. I want to stress to everybody that you have to invest in yourself, whether that's money or time, right? And you're not working with massive budgets, you know.
If this is
like someone's goal, and you know, they want to be where you are, like, or they want to kind of kickstart, you know, their music career, it's about one thing that I know from you, like, you worked hard. Like, you worked so hard to, like, you know, get everything together, make sure everything's on time, make sure that you're operating a way in which everybody else is, in terms of professionality as well. And I think that that's the biggest kind of takeaway, is like, you got to work hard, know what to work hard on, right? As well, because I think you can kind of sometimes get a bit distracted. There's quite a lot of, I don't know if you found all the YouTube videos out there. It's quite daunting sometimes, because there's just so much information.
There's a lot of information, but there's a lot of really good free information out there. Like, even if it's, you know, you want to learn how to use Logic Pro or whatever, like, you can go on YouTube and there's like thousands of lessons on how to do it. Like, I feel like we live in an age now, like, where if you want to learn how to do anything, as long as you've got access to the internet, you can kind of do it. So obviously there's a side where you have to invest some money into what you're doing, but there is an amazing amount of free resource out there, and it just takes a bit of time and a bit of learning and whatever, but like, anyone can do anything.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just a belief thing.
It is. And was it that moment with Jessica that you kind of went, oh, I can actually do this? Or was it during like the Pioneer program, like before? Was there a click? Like, because I feel like everything just did at one point.
I think it's when I made the song.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. And I was like, oh, this, I really like this. This is good. And it just felt, something about that song just felt special. And I took a step back and I was like, wow, like, I made this, like, from my bedroom. That's cool. Like, you know, when you start kind of, you know, thinking about it in that way. And I just kind of thought, well, if I like this, like, I'm sure there'll be other people out there that like it too. And I think since releasing it, obviously it's done way better than I ever imagined. And that's always like a confidence boost as well. And being, you know, being paired up with Jessica was really cool as well, because it was nice to like hear from another artist, like them saying, oh, that's really good and you're doing well, if that makes sense.
100%.
Yeah, but I think it was finishing off that song that was a bit of a moment where I was like, I think this is the best thing I've ever made.
Yeah, and I think you actually sent that to me on an email and I went, okay, let me take a listen. And I was like, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but I think once you start for me, like, it was such a mental block for such a long amount of time where I was like, I don't know if I can do this. But once I just started playing around with like my guitar and with production and producing and recording and stuff, and once I started doing all that and I started hearing it back myself, like, it was really fun and I really enjoyed it, and I was like, oh, this is, I really like this. So
yeah, having the capability and then just kind of immersing yourself in it.
Yeah, exactly. And
there was one thing that we spoke about right at the beginning of your journey, which was that obviously dividing up your time and writing. Where in that, like, I mean, there must be to get into that headspace, like, some sort of way in which, if I feel like you've absolutely aced it, is there anything that other people can do, whether it's managing their time or whatever else, to be able to kind of do the same thing if people just kind of have a limited amount of time to be able to get into that songwriting process?
I think I learned a bit of a lesson over Christmas actually about this, and I put this insane amount of pressure on myself to write something, and I kind of look back at that Christmas break and I think I wish I'd have just taken 2 weeks off because like, just take the pressure off a little bit. That's a big thing. And I think songwriting particularly, like, I've just kind of learned that not every song you write is going to be amazing, and actually you need to write like 4 or 5 not bad songs but kind of average songs to get a good song.
Yeah,
it's like when you think about like big artists and whatever, when they release albums and there's like 10 tracks on an album, and you always hear, oh yeah, I wrote like 50 songs for this album. Do you know what I mean? So it's
so true.
Yeah, like, you have to, like, I think I have been putting a lot of pressure on myself, but like, I think it's part of the process, writing those songs that you don't like so much to get to the good songs. So yeah, I think in terms of time, obviously put time into it, but take breaks when you need to as well. I think last year I was so hyper productive, and kind of this year I've been feeling a bit guilty about like not getting to, I had certain dates in my head where I was like, I need to have this done by this date and whatever. And actually I think by doing that, I haven't been able to do it because I've just had this huge amount of pressure on myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I think, I mean, if you're in a position at the moment where you're working from home, like I on my kind of like normal day job, it's great because you do have a lot of extra time to do stuff. So just make sure you're using it, even if it's like, I'm going to watch a YouTube video about how to produce in Logic for 30 minutes. Like, you're not going to regret doing that. You have pressure on yourself, especially with songwriting.
Yeah.
It can become like a real thing where you're like, oh, I'm just not getting anywhere here. Sudden, when you chill out a bit, you suddenly get somewhere.
Yeah, it's like that saying of, like, if you're gonna relax, you know, you've got to fully relax. If you're gonna take a day out, like, you have to fully take the day out. Don't feel guilty about it, like, that you're not working. Yeah. Otherwise, you end up stressing and then doing nothing.
Exactly.
Rather than just recuperating, which is all part of the process, right?
It's something I really need to like learn how to do, because I'm like, I always feel guilty for not using my time. If I'm like watching Netflix or whatever, I'm feeling guilty about it, and that's kind of silly.
And the last two things I want to cover is, first of all, you're quite active within the Hype Tribe community, like, you know, you know quite a lot of the people. You can see on Instagram, you can see that support. What has that been like? Because I know that it's not just us as individuals, as like a company, like, these informal connections have obviously started to grow. So can you tell us a little bit about that in your experience?
I think it's really nice to kind of connect with other female artists who are all sort of aiming for the same thing, and seeing, like, it's really nice to see other people's like victories, you know, on Instagram, when you see someone's got a radio play or they're doing really well, or they've just released a music video or a song or whatever. Like, it's just really nice. And we've got kind of a little group where we support each other and we send each other stuff, and it's just nice to connect with other people that are doing the same thing as you. And because you kind of get you know, you can ask each other questions about stuff. You know, other people have helped me. I've tried to help other people. So it's really worthwhile having connections with other people that are at a similar stage to you, because they might have learned something that you don't know, or, you know, vice versa. So that's been really good.
And the last thing I want to cover is what is going to be happening for you this year, because I think it's going to be a good year for you, no?
Yes, I am currently kind of finishing up my second single, and then I am also looking to do an EP. And yeah, I think what I've learned is just go with the flow. Like, plan, you know, you can plan all you like, but sometimes, you know, you need to just let things happen. So I don't want to plan too much, but that's kind of what's in the works at the moment.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Maya, for coming on, and thank you for talking to us.
Great. Thank you.